Whether you're just delving into the world of voiceover,
you're an established voice actor,
or you just want to listen to some unfiltered thoughts and opinions about the industry,
then this podcast is for you.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Jen. And this is the Off-Air Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
And
welcome to the Off-Air Podcast. Oh my lord.
I cringe every time we do it together.
We've not managed to do it a single time together yet.
No, we've not.
By the end, we will.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. Now, we have got a little side quest episode that we did that introduces me and Jen and why we're doing the podcast. So by all means, go and check that out because we want to just get straight into it.
And I
tell you what, I'm excited because it's that time again. Here we go.
I'm so excited.
What we are now, the 21st of March. So next week, the One Voice nominations come out and then it's awards season and the One Voice conferences and all. Yeah. So you've submitted some stuff, haven't you?
I have submitted some stuff. I've submitted quite a bit, actually. I was in very much the attitude of, fuck it, let's just do it. Forget the imposter syndrome and just crack on.
Yeah. It's just that thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, when it's coming, like, if you've been nominated before, it's that, I don't know, I can't speak for anyone else, but that pressure that you put on yourself, like, oh, please let me get nominated again.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, you don't. But yeah, it's just, I think when you've had a couple nominations, it gives you that sort of like, it gives you like a little bit of a boost. And inevitably, you want to sort of maintain, you're not going to get nominated all the time because people are coming into the industry quite often. People, you know, getting better all the time. So the competition is always rife.
It's fierce, isn't it? Really fierce. Is it worth, Michael, just giving a bit of an introduction about what the One Voice Awards are for anybody who is not aware of them?
What are the One Voice Awards? So the One Voice Awards is like the Oscars for us, isn't it?
Yeah, the Oscars. I've heard that before.
It's like, I call it the, it's like the Oscars, and then the Vox is like the BAFTAs. That's how I've always looked at it that way. Someone completely tear me apart for saying that. But
and they probably will. But I've heard that before as well. Maybe it's from you actually. So maybe that's why.
It probably was. Yeah. So like the One Voice is kind of like the Oscars every year. It's a big event that's put on. It's a weekend conference, so it's all talks and everything. And then on the Saturday night we have the dinner, the black tie event, which we also have an award ceremony. So what happens is, for everyone who knows all about this, like, oh, just fast forward for the next 2 minutes. But early March, early March, the categories get opened and you get to submit up to 8 different things. And then it just goes to a panel of like, I don't know, 15, 20 people. And then, you know, pieces of work that get the most points overall then get put on a nominations list. And
it's a big deal in the voice acting world, isn't it? And I think last year there was something like 4,000 entries or something. So there's a lot of people who submit.
There's more good work coming out all the time. So, you know, the competition's always really, really stiff. But so
you have submitted though?
I have submitted, yeah. I've got to be honest though. So last year was a rough year for me because, you know, I had some like, well, mum passed away. So like I'm halfway through the year as well. So I literally just kind of buried my head in the sand. So I didn't really do loads of things that I was like chuffed to bits with. So there's a couple of pieces that I'm optimistic about, and there's some where it's just like throwing off shit, something might stick. Do you know what I mean?
And sometimes I think it's difficult to judge because you don't know what's out there. And I've done things that I was like, yeah, I'm pretty pleased with this. And then people have been like, oh, it's amazing. And you're like, oh, is it? I don't know. Sometimes it's very difficult to judge your own work.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like sometimes maybe that's part of the imposter syndrome thing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
probably.
I listen to some people's work and think, fuck, that's brilliant. Like, yeah, it's all right. It's like, what are you talking about? All right, it's fantastic. Do you know what I mean? So, it's difficult to judge your own stuff. But, so I've put some stuff forward. Not a lot. I didn't use up all the category spaces, put it that way.
Yeah.
But I guess, what about you? How many did you do?
I can't remember, but it's quite, I want to say 6, but that is a bit of a random one. Something like that. It was quite a lot. Like, last year I submitted 1. And was very lucky to get nominated for that one. This year, I put in for about 6 and probably won't get nominated for anything.
Oh,
but we are being hopeful. We're being hopeful because that's who we are. Yeah. But yeah, I was quite lucky to do like a range of genres last year. So it did put me in a good position to be able to enter a number of different categories.
Yeah, I was a bit... last year, I think I did. I got, was it voiceover of the year, and then it was best promo and best commercial, I think it was. Yeah, best promo, best commercial. And to be fair, those pieces of work I was actually quite pleased with. I didn't know if they'd get nominated. This year, there was some, because obviously you could only submit one thing per category, whereas last time you could, so it was like a debate. And this is the problem, you sit there and think, oh, which one? Is it this one I should do or this? So in the end, I was like, you know what, just send it. Just pick one and send it.
Do you ask other VOs? I mean, I know the answer to this one, but do you ask other VOs for their opinion? Do you think it's worthwhile doing that?
I did do, yeah. And especially when some people say to submit the one you thought you shouldn't submit.
It's fascinating. But this is what I mean. Like, everyone's got a kind of different opinion, haven't they?
Yeah. But I think, so I've gone for a few, but I think because I've been fortunate enough, my last two One Voices, I've been fortunate to be nominated. So inevitably, you just want to kind of keep that momentum going. But I've already made my peace with the fact of, if I don't get nominated, like, I'm okay with it, because last year wasn't... Yeah. I would say last year was a very stagnant year in terms of progress.
Oh, because you had so much going on there, didn't you?
Yeah, so, like, I whereas 2021 and 2022, I feel like I was making lots of leaps forward and I was doing some decent pieces of work. But 2023 just felt like I just coasted through it totally. So if I don't get nominated, I've already made my peace with it. And you're not listening.
Well, that, I am impressed with that, because I feel like hands on the table. Is that the expression, hands on the table? I'm not
Cards
sure.
On the table.
Anyway. Cards on the table. Where are your hands? And anyway, let's not delve too much into that. I think I was saying this to you actually the other day. Like, I am feeling a bit nervous about it. I know that when I am like scrolling those names, I will be feeling really nervous, because whilst I don't really think I'm going to get nominated, there's always a little bit of hope, isn't there?
Of course,
there's always this tiny bit. That's where you put yourself forward. It's this little bit of hope. So I know I'll be definitely riding that. And if I don't see my name, I'll be gutted.
Yeah.
And that'll probably last for about 24 hours of guttedness.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, yeah. I remember I've done it before, where I think it was a Vox Awards. And like you said, if you don't get nominated, but you tell yourself that. But when you look at the list and you don't see your name on it, you do go, bastard.
Yeah, you're going to be gutted.
Of course you are. But
that's okay, because it just shows how much it means to us. And I think then it's like, you know, pull my big girl pants up, and then I don't want that feeling. So let's work harder and smarter, and let's make sure that the next time I am nominated.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, even if I don't get anything, I do find it quite a bit of a motivational driver to try harder. Because I've experienced the feeling of being nominated. It's like, because the thing is, for me, with nominations, like, the very fact that you've been nominated for me is a win in itself.
Oh, all right. Fuck yeah.
You can only have one winner.
Win. Yeah, it's like that nomination. It absolutely feels like a win. 100%.
You know, out of like thousands of pieces of work, it gets whittled down to a list of 7 or 8 people, whatever. So just being on that list, to me, I was like, I feel like I've already won in a lot
of
ways.
And you got 3 last year. That's amazing.
Yeah, but not getting nominated, I don't think that's a true testament of you not necessarily being good enough at all.
I completely agree. It's just, I know so many talented voice actors who haven't been nominated, and who are amazing. And it's just one of those things, isn't it? Annoying though it must be.
Yeah, because I think, like, I know some people who stay away from the awards because they go, if I don't get nominated, it'll put them on a bit of a downward spiral. Like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not keeping up with it. I was like, what are you talking about? There's thousands and thousands of pieces of work considered. You know, just not getting nominated means it just wasn't your time. Doesn't mean you're not good enough.
That's kind of, it's an interesting one, that. And absolute respect people who know themselves and feel like, you know what, this is not for me. Completely respect that. But I kind of feel like we're doing that all the time in a different way, but we're constantly putting ourselves forward for stuff and in all likelihood aren't going to get it in terms of numbers, because only one person gets the job, don't they?
Yeah. And rejection. You need to be pretty thick-skinned.
You really, really fucking do. Like, it is not an easy profession to be in. So, awards are different. But
I get it. I do understand why people might say that, though, because... You know, if you are in a good sort of headspace and, you know, you're booking a lot of work or whatever and you're doing well, And then if you do put yourself forward for an award that you think is a strong piece of work and it doesn't get nominated, I can understand why people will think
that's true,
like a bit of a peg back. I do fully get that. But I just feel like
so
it's...
Yeah, so do I. I just need the external validation. That's why I get it.
As much as the award season is fun and I can't wait for it, and irrespective of nominations, just the, you know, the conferences coming up and seeing people and... just an excuse to have a few drinks and get dressed up or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, totally. Like, I do care if I get nominated. But even if I don't, I will try and be there because I love it. I love cheering people on. I love the vibe. I love getting dressed up and maybe having a few drinks. And I mean, definitely having a few drinks. But just, I just love it. It's so much fun. I love, that's like amazing for me. I love it.
It's funny as well, because like the first time you go and you get to know, like, if it's kind of new to you, you kind of want like your best behaviour a little bit, but then when you get to know each other a bit better, and it's like, right, now
I don't know. Last year was my first year and I'm pretty sure I wasn't Uncle Knobhead, but maybe someone can get in touch and tell me if I was. No, don't do that. Don't get in touch and tell me if I was.
When you get more comfortable around people, then you probably have a few more extra drinks you were previously. I remember last time when I went in 2022, we had the silent disco. I was like, I'd never heard of a silent disco. I was like, what is this? And they were like, oh, you put some headphones on. I was like, this sounds ridiculous. And then I went into the room and you could just see all these people just like...
For anybody who can't see Michael, who's just watching the audio only, there was dancing involved then.
Oh, my. But obviously I had a few drinks. So I was like, go on, I'll have a go. Best thing I have done in years.
I didn't like it that much.
I was practically wrapping my tie around my head like Rambo, just like dancing to God knows what. And I had the... at 4 o'clock in the morning, I've packed up. It just makes me laugh because I know, like, if I've got every intention, award or not, nomination or not, I have every intention of going this year.
It'd be so exciting if we see lots of people who've listened to the podcast as well. So if you have listened, come find us and say hello.
Unless you think it's terrible, keep your opinion to yourself.
We only want positive feedback. Yeah. We do not want any constructive feedback.
Just want positivity around here, please. Thank you. Keep your negativity to yourself.
It's this time of year where I start scrolling through Vinted to find outfits, almost obsessively, to try and... I'm just interested to know if anyone else does this, because I don't want to buy a fancy frock just for the one wear, so I'm looking secondhand. Anyway, that's my own problems. Might not be relatable to many.
Well, they've got... there's a punk theme this year, isn't there?
There is a punk theme, I have been researching punk as well, because it's not something I'm really okay with.
When someone says punk, it's not my sort of scene, but I instantly think of, like, the Sex Pistols. It's not my era, it's not my sort of music, but I know what that look kind of is, and I assume that to be punk. I mean, I don't have anything...
I know Tanya Rich was big into it, maybe still is big into it, I'm not sure.
I was like, could I wear a suit with, like, a dog collar or something? Would that, like...
Yeah, I think we were talking about this bit, weren't we? Like, I reckon, you can... Yeah. I'm going to definitely meld the two if I get to go of red carpet and punk.
I like when you get dressed up, I like wearing like all black suit, black shirt, black tie.
You've got your outfit.
Yeah, I like wearing it. I never, ever, ever wear anything like that. So when I get the chance to, I like to kind of get dressed up.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll see. Let's say you get nominated and you actually win. Have you got a little speech planned or anything?
I have not, no. Have you?
Well...
Come on now.
Pulls out like a giant A4 pad. Chapter one.
Well.
No, it would just be like a basic, you know, probably thank your friends and family. But back in 2022, I had like a whole speech planned out.
I mean, it's 2024, so.
Well, we talked about this on the little get-to-know session, so I'm not going to go into it. But basically, because of what I'd been through, when I actually got my first One Voice nomination, I was like, shit, I actually did it. So inevitably, I was buzzing. And part of my speech was going to form, like, you know, that whole, like, I'm a big proponent for, like, you know, if you've got a dream, got a goal and ambition, don't let anything get in your way and all that sort of stuff, because I felt like I'd personally done that. So part of my speech, but I was like, that was years ago. Why would I do it now? It would make no sense. So, no, I think it'll just be, no one gives a shit. I don't give a shit. So I think it'll just be, thank your friends and family and just do one.
I don't know. I still think it'd be quite inspiring, unless they've heard the podcast, in which case story.
For me, the moment's passed. It was like, it was a long, whatever. It was a long time ago. Like,
I don't.
But
know.
In the moment, I felt quite proud of myself that that I'd actually hit a benchmark.
Should.
No, I am to a certain degree, but it's old news to me now. So, I don't know now. And especially now that, because I've been to the awards and I know there's an emphasis of like, you know, just come up here, take your award and fuck off. Like,
that's what they say. That's what they say. Peter Lumley says, like, take it and fuck off. But I also feel like if I got an award, that might be the only time it ever happens. I mean, hopefully I'll get loads. I am aiming for a BAFTA. But still, you've got to make the most of it. So you've got to, like, you've got to say something. You can't just be like, oh, I'm pissed and stumble off the stage. Like, you've got to make the most of it, but just keep it brief.
I tell you what, I probably will say one thing, because I think this is a very relative thing. Sorry.
Are you going to thank me? Is it going to be like, and I'd like to thank my co-host?
No.
Plug the pod.
No, I think I was actually just going to just throw a lot of light on the VO community. I was just like, listen, you know, when I was first starting out, you know, there was a lot of faces in here who don't know me personally, but me seeing your content, your stuff that you put out to help people, helped me tremendously. Yeah. So it was just really just to give thanks for that. Yeah. It just, as a community, it gives back a lot, doesn't it?
So at Vox last year, there was an award speech bingo that was passed around, and we had to put like what people would say, like whether they thanked their mum or whether they thanked the VO community. And that was definitely one of them. And it's like, it's a fun drinking game. Not that we're condoning lots of, you know, drinking. But yeah, I don't know. It's very true though. I agree, even though it is a current theme.
No, I'll probably say something along the lines of like family and friends or whatever, but yeah, on the whole, I think you just need to be mindful that nobody gives a shit. So
one gives a shit, but also
they make just
the
want your little category to be over so it gets to theirs quicker. So you know what I mean? It's like but if you don't win though, this is what I was saying before, like I think also not winning equally, like there's no, I've never felt bitterness, and because I've not won before, but I've never felt bitterness about losing out, and especially as well, not being funny, but when you see some of the nominations, and if you're in a category and you see some of the names, you think, oh, well, that's my chances over. Like, you know, you're Stefan Karnikar. I've been grouped with him a few times. Like, I don't stand a chance.
But how cool is it that your name is alongside his? Like, I bloody love Stefan, and that is pretty cool.
Yeah, like Jack Oddie as well. Jack Oddie's like, he's Mr. Awards. He wins absolutely everything.
Oh, yeah. I remember, the first time that I was in awards with you, and you were like, yeah, that's Jack. He wins everything.
Yeah. But deservedly so, do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's really good, and he still wants to win, and I respect that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it comes back to. Like, I think you got to look at the positives. Like if you're lucky enough to be nominated, it's the fact of shit, you know, like, you know, especially when you admire the people you're nominated with and you think, fucking, I've done something that's you know, up there with them, it's a win in itself.
How cool is that? Oh god, I don't even care. Like, if I can get a nomination, then I've already won. I really feel like that. And but we both know a couple of voice actors who we love, some male voice actors who have received a lot of nominations yet to receive a win.
I mean, come on, Chris Tester, prime example. Anthony House, Houston or House, I always forget. But
yeah,
Anthony,
those two, though. But they're both so fucking good.
They're brilliant. Yeah, but and it's just a matter of time, isn't it? I mean,
it'll bring the house down though if either of them wins.
I can't
wait for the satirical social media around it as well. I look forward to that actually every year. I feel like that adds something to the excitement.
Either of them winning will be a celebration in itself.
I feel like they need to buy shots all round or something.
I remember when I went to my first Vox, I don't know who she was, but there was some woman that finally won. And I remember she got on stage saying, I've been nominated 13 times. And I was like,
it was Julianne Dean, I think.
I don't know, I wouldn't have a clue.
I think I was there with you and it was for an animation. I think she's been doing it for like 25 years or something and she's phenomenal. Yeah. And I think it was, I'd be amazed actually if I've got that right because my memory's shocking, but I feel like it was.
I can't remember what she looked like, never mind her name. Okay. She's done well there. But I remember getting on stage.
What can I say?
But I remember getting on stage saying, been nominated 13 times. I was like, flipping out, take some doing that. You've got to be good to get nominated that many times. But Chris Tester and Anthony, I'm sure there's, if somebody else listens to this, and you've had loads more.
I
don't know Chris, but I've spoken to Anthony quite a few times. I've got a lot of time for the fellow. I like him a lot.
Both are amazing people.
But their time has to come soon. Like, I feel like getting a petition going.
But I think maybe because, sorry.
No, go on.
No, I was going to say, because I've not had many nominations because I've just started entering, that for me it's still the novelty. But I do wonder, like, if you do get to the point where you're getting, like, 15, that you think, you know what, this is enough now, come on, give me the win.
But do you ever think, like, you know, like obviously the judging process is all anonymous and stuff, inevitably they must listen to like Anthony or Stefan and go, well, I know who that is, you know what I mean,
of course. I mean,
And I'm not for a second suggesting there's any sort of like bias or preferential treatment. Yeah. But surely, I would imagine when they come across those voices who are synonymous with nominations, that I think their ears would automatically just gravitate.
Voices, so you could just know, don't you, from hearing them enough. And I think, so if anybody doesn't know, all the voices are anonymous. So we have to be quite careful about not putting our names on anything because they do want to keep it anonymous. Sorry if you just said this. But yeah, as you say, they are going to recognise people's voices. You can't.
I'll tell you what it's like, right? It's like if I watch a film with Leo DiCaprio, I automatically assume his performance is going to be superb because he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they do the same sort of thing. Like if they listen to something with Stefan, they think, it's Stefan. And I automatically think it's great because Stefan always does good work. It's almost like your ears create a bias as opposed to your...
I can't think what your brain doing it. I wonder what's that called? But maybe it's more pressure, though, like for them. So it's like, if it's not as good as usual, then Stefan's off his game. I mean, not that he ever would be, but I wonder whether that would happen as well.
There is also the element of the imposter syndrome as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when it comes to like submitting stuff, I don't think it's good enough, or if you don't get nominated, or maybe it's, you know, I'm not up to par with some other people.
So many people won't enter because they don't think they're good enough. And that makes me feel really sad. Like I think I started this by saying like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And like, you have to get past the not feeling good enough because I think we all feel like that.
Yeah.
We
and
really
you've got nothing
do.
To lose either.
No, literally nothing, because it costs nothing, this one.
It costs nothing. But I do understand why some people might protect their mental health with it and say, well, stay away, just be on the safe side.
Yeah.
But that is imposter syndrome kind of winning.
But I think some people just, it's not healthy for them. And I think if you can recognise that and then don't go for it. But I think it's slightly different if you want to do it, but you're just a bit scared or you just don't think you're good enough, then I think, oh gosh, I mean, if we'd released this earlier, I'd be saying to people, in fact, I did put a post actually on the podcast thing saying, what have you got to lose?
Literally, what
have you got to lose? And I just want people to believe in themselves. But also, I want to start singing now.
But imposter syndrome also goes the other way, where you can actually maybe get nominated or like you book a really amazing job and people go, really? Me? You want me? And it's like, yes, you're fucking good enough. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's
that
a
would be
weird
my speech,
phenomenon.
I think that would be in my speech if I want to be like, I'm sorry, if really? Are you, me? You're like looking around the room and be like, are you joking?
You're just waiting, like, if your name gets called out and you just want to wait an extra 5 seconds for someone to go, oh shit, sorry, no, I didn't.
I meant, wrong one.
You know, but it never comes. Yeah, it's a weird phenomenon, but I think it's something we all sort of go through at certain.
Yes.
I speak to like other VOs, stuff like, have like a bit of a circle with, and it's one of the things that comes up the most. And these are multi award winning voiceovers. Yeah. They are fantastic, and it's like we're all just human. We all just go through those emotions.
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps us up to the next one.
Yeah. Come back again next week.
Yeah.
Subscribe, like, do all the things.
We've got some fun people coming on.
Oh, we have.
We've got some plans for live episodes, but that's in the works. It's not planned as yet, but there's some fun stuff coming up with some fun people that we're gonna have some just very relaxed, open conversations with. So stick about, and we sincerely hope you enjoy it. And by the way, if you do see us at One Voice, and all the episodes will be out by then, and you've got some constructive feedback, by all means, let us know.
Give it to Michael.
Yeah, give it to, because, you know, without...
Jen doesn't want it. Jen will be having a good time.
Always, I know a joke before about keep your negativity, but all feedback is absolutely relevant. So, if you feel like you want to share something with us, good or bad, by all means do it, because it's the only way we can grow.
Thank you very much. Please like and subscribe, and please give us a follow on Instagram. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our first episode of the Off Air Podcast.
Come on, Mikey.